Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How we doing?
We doing great.
Good.
We doing what?
Doing good. We doing good.
Last week, we kind of introduced our most recent topic of conversation and study, and that's looking at Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel. So I want to expound a little bit on that, particularly our most recent topic of reflection, and that's like childlikeness. Okay, so Shane, you want to go ahead and read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, those first few verses, please?
About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Which of us is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a small child over to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I assure you, unless you turn from your sins and become as little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who trusts in me to lose faith, it would be better for that person to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around the neck."
Okay, thank you. All right, gentlemen, let's, before we talk about our own insights into seeing ourselves as, or as not, childlike, what are some of the things that Brennan says in this couple of paragraphs or pages about the child that Jesus is welcoming?
He's unselfconscious and incapable of pretense.
Unselfconscious and incapable of pretense. Explain that.
Well, he hasn't been kind of messed up with the world yet as well. That's a big part of it.
Okay. But the absence of pretense, the child's not pretending. I want the cookie, and I want it now.
Pretty straightforward, I would say.
Yeah, what do we say? Well, go wash your hands, you know, and brush your teeth, all that other stuff. Then you can have the cookie. So part of what the ragamuffin gospel that Brennan's talking about, that we can welcome as ragamuffins, we can come to Jesus as we are to receive the gift of grace. We don't have to pretend.
I think the little kid, then the example given, doesn't try to justify why he should get the cookie or what he did to deserve the cookie. He just knows he wants the cookie because he likes cookies.
Yeah, 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 okay. That's nice and simple. That's exactly right.
It says they're the image of the kingdom, they're the image of heaven, children are.
Okay, how so? What do you think he means by that? That children are the image of...
I mean, they're the least. I mean, God accepts everyone, even the least. The lowly, the beggars, the poor, everybody, you know? And that's where we tend to think of children as the lowest on, I guess, the totem pole, the food chain, whatever it is. And however you want to rationalize it, it's just, they're just the lowly. They don't hold any authority.
All right, yeah, they're kind of powerless, right? So they have a component of being dependent. At the same time, Brennan does a good job of showing what the social status of children are at the time. So they're kind of scorned, looked down upon, because they're not necessarily contributing, right, to the well-being of the social norm at that time. So in that sense, they can be identified as the least of them. Brennan's going to parallel to Matthew 25.
I think it's also important that we see that the young child, you know, goes into imagination, and his imagination is key, but he also goes into it, you know, not partial or not biased, so he's open to a lot. As my great aunt Mutsi used to tell me, you know, a child's brain is like a large piece, like a filter fish, you know, it's just soaking up all the information. So she used to tell me that when I was a little kid, and it's got a lot of validity to it now. In retrospect, that I look back at it.
Yeah, yeah. Sponges are important. Right. But I think even Brennan says something about sometimes we can be very soft as a sponge. We can soak up a lot of stuff and be a little soft and less radical to the ragamuffin gospel that Jesus calls us to embrace. But yes, children, usually we think, well, they're innocent. So they're innocent, and what we're really saying is that they are sinless, so to speak. Right? But children, we all know, are pretty selfish. And should we be selfish about our reception of the gospel of grace.
Children typically don't have a whole lot of bargaining power. You know, if they want something and, you know, they approach whoever about getting it, and the person is like, well, why should I give it to you? Most kids have the attitude, well,
why not?
Why wouldn't you give it to me? You know, mm-hmm. You got some.
They don't have any fear about asking something or receiving anything, you know. They don't go into it afraid to learn or ask or whatever.
Yeah, and I think both of you are onto something that Brendan's trying to point out. That children seem to, there's no predisposition that I've earned this, and so therefore I'm worthy of receiving it. They just take it. You know, if it's offered to them, they just take it. Here's the cookie, here's the candy, whatever it is. I know I want it, I'll take it. And I think what Brendan is trying to show, that that's how God offers grace to us. Not predicated on anything you've done or earned or deserve. So then the question is, as we look introspectively, are we like children when it comes to receiving God's grace? Or are we really trying to earn it? Are we really trying to clean up our past? You know, like, okay, Johnny, you can have the cookie, or you can play your video games, or you can get what you want after you clean your room. And it's not to say that there shouldn't be parental, you know, discipline and instructions for children, of course. But this idea of reward and punishment, right, that we can receive the reward of heaven if we obey all the rules. I think Brennan alludes to that. That's kind of what the Pharisees were, right? They're separate, they're holy, because they obey all the rules. Therefore, they saw themselves as being the only ones going to heaven. Children don't always obey the rules. So how do you see yourself being childlike, given that we're going to celebrate later today the graduation of Mike Bader? We'll start with Mike.
I think the idea is to, like children, are not to be stuck in the past and not to be paralyzed by the future, but to live in the moment.
I think you're absolutely right. One of the things Brennan does highlight is that children, because of kind of this quasi-selfish nature, they tend to live in the present. Right? I mean, in the present, they can use your, what was Aunt's name?
Aunt Mootsie.
Aunt Mootsie's imagination, right? And they can build those little tents out of the living room couch, and right, and they're living in the moment, in the present. Not worry about what Dad said yesterday, you're not supposed to build tents on the couch. And at the same time, not worried about when Dad gets home from work because they're building the tent. They're in the moment. But Mike, can you expound on how you see that in yourself as far as your status being childlike? Are you saying that you feel paralyzed?
I think at times we all feel that way. We have to just remind ourselves that that's not the way to live, and to bring our focus back to the moment.
Yeah, to live in the here and now is to have life in its fullness. That's the abundant life Jesus speaks about in John's Gospel, right? In the book of James, we're going to be told that that's all we have. We're not promised tomorrow. All right, somebody else. How you doing on being like a child? As far as a child and receiving your grace, your gift of grace.
Well, I'm definitely eager. You know, I consider myself zealous to learn the word more, and I want to make sure that I'm going about it the right way. But I would consider myself childlike, as to a child wanting a new toy that he sees on television. Or, you know, as now, I'm eager to see the happiness that's, you know, that's paralleled around me, or that I see with my own eyes, and I want to do that, and I can't get enough of it. So for me, it's like, you know, a kid in a candy store. I could use that analogy. That, you know, I'm anxious, I just want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing and you know, focusing in the right direction, because I'm very excited to see what the Lord has to offer me. You know, so in that aspect, I can see the analogy as a kid in the candy store as to me and life right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, good. Anybody else?
When I was a young kid, you know, I lived my life and would make mistakes. And when I would make mistakes, I didn't feel that made me a bad person. I didn't know yet, so I did something, learned from it, and I moved on. I really didn't think too much about it, you know. And then as I got older, I think there was an expectation because, okay, now you have more information, that if you make bad choices, you know, it's because you're a bad person. And now I'm back to trying to accept for myself that I can still make mistakes, and it's not necessarily because I'm a bad person. You know, there's a certain responsibility with being older and having information and life experiences where there are mistakes that can be avoided, but I think there's still room to make mistakes just simply because it's part of the learning process of life's lessons. And I think I had forgotten that it's okay to go out there and to learn and not to get it right the first time, every time.
And I think what Manning's trying to convey too is that, it's okay to still have that childlike imagination, even at our age. And it's important to have that childlike imagination.
Yeah. Now, let's take that imagination and put it in the first century child. Do you think the child realized that they were the least of them?
No.
Do you realize you're the least of them?
Yes.
Then what changed? How so? Hey, he's going to talk, I know Shane mentioned it before we went on the air.
I've been told.
Okay, on page 55, he says, for the disciples of Jesus, becoming like a child means the willingness to accept oneself as being of little account and to be regarded as unimportant. So do you feel yourself as being unimportant? Do you see yourself as little regard? And if we're going to say yes, how did we get there?
Through our past. For me, but it brought me to who I am now. Where I trust in God. No fear, no, it was like a freedom, no anxiety, freedom. This children today, we regard them as like it's the happy age, instead of no significance back then.
I tend to think a lot of us kind of like try to fool ourselves with like that mentality of don't you know who I am type of a thing, and we try to, say we're not like that, but I encounter it every single day with people that have that mentality. They don't have a childlike mentality. And I think, once you start getting older as a teenager, 20s, 30s, whatever, that's a mentality most people pick up because of the way the society is.
Okay, so let's say that because we're homeless and we've wrestled with issues of addiction, we're despised. You ever felt that?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that your guilt because of some of your past mistakes, Dan, has led to that description or that view of you? Okay, listening audience, they're nodding their heads yes.
Yeah.
And so then have you gotten to a point to where you believe that? Again, they're nodding their heads yes.
Yes, yes.
Gentlemen, this is radio, okay?
I think there's an unexplainable, catharsis, a realization and liberation once you've been lowly to the low, and once you've hit your rock bottom, per se.
Yeah, exactly. And what we find in the good news that Brandon's trying to share, and what we share through Lenawee County Mission here, is that Jesus comes and dines with you. That you should not be looked down as inferior. You should not be viewed as despised. And shame on those and their legalism and their Pharisaic traditions that do so. That makes you, given your current status as the least of them, very special in his sight.
And presented them as models of would-be disciples.
Yes. Yeah. And so unless us ragamuffins are welcomed as the least of them, others cannot enter the kingdom, which means we have a very special place and a role in the advancement of the kingdom. Paul will say in 1 Corinthians that we have that we are indispensable because we provide the Christian community, the larger community, society at large, the opportunity to welcome Jesus. All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.